This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Iowa authorities have confirmed an incident of vandalism against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Mahaska County Sheriff Russell Van Rentergem says it appears someone used a torch to cut a hole in the empty pipeline at an above-ground safety valve site southeast of Des Moines. He says the culprit maneuvered under a fence around the facility. Officials discovered the hole last week. A similar incident was discovered Friday near Canton in southeast South Dakota. Pipeline developer Energy Transfer Partners said in court documents this week that there have been coordinated physical attacks along the $3.8 billion pipeline that will carry oil from North Dakota to Illinois. State officials in North Dakota and Illinois say they are not immediately aware of any incidents in their states. According to 2016 crime statistics from the South Dakota Attorney General's office, drug offenses are up and violent crime is down. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Attorney General Marty Jackley says, despite the number of arrests, South Dakota remains a safe state to live in.
When you look at some of the more violent crimes that people are most worried about, murder, sex offenses, we're down over 20%.
According to the report released from Jackley's office, assaults, fraud, drug, and kidnapping arrests are up from 2015, and DUI arrests were up from that time as well. Jackley says the major factor for arrests in 2016 is drugs.
If you look at the increase we saw in arrests, it's about 2,853 of those increases come directly from drugs, and then you have those additional crimes committed that are incident to drugs, I think signifies how important it is that we here in South Dakota focus on the anti-meth campaign and keeping meth away from our youth and get it out of our state.
Jackley says a lot of the meth that enters South Dakota comes from countries south of the U.S. border. The state's population increased by 7,000 people in 2016. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
You're listening to South Dakota Public Broadcasting.